Respected brothers and sisters listening over Radio Al Ansar, in the talk a few days ago, we were discussing Makkatul Mukarrama. After having visited Madina Tayyiba, you arrive at Makkatul Mukarrama, and I discussed some of the aspects of Kaaba Sharif, of Tawaf, of Multazam, of Zamzam, etc. In the time that I have today or tonight, I wish to mention a few things with regards to Makkatul Mukarrama again. Hazrat Arif Billah Rahmat Damat Barakatum states, Yeh bhi hijrat ka ek raaz e takween hai, warna roza bhi hota jawar e haram. Yeh bhi hijrat ka ek raaz e takween hai, warna roza bhi hota jawar e haram. قلب عاشق کے دو ٹکڑے ہوتے یہاں درمیان حرم روزہ محترم قلب عاشق کے دو ٹکڑے ہوتے یہاں درمیان حرم روزہ محترم جا کے طیبہ میں دے سبز گنبد پہ جا اور مکہ میں ہو جا فداء حرم جا کے طیبہ میں دے سبز گنبد پہ جا اور مکہ میں ہو جا فداء حرم. The gist of which is this, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had great wisdom in this hijrah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam to Madina Tayyiba. If Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam did not make this hijrah to Madina Tayyiba, and the Roza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam had to be in Makkatul Mukarrama, then the ashik of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ashik of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, his heart would have been torn into two pieces. One side would have been the pull of the Kaaba Sharif, that he must make tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, he must kiss the Hajr Aswad, he must go and attach himself at the Multazam, he must make dua at the door of the Kaaba Sharif. And on the other side would have been the pull of the Rauza Mubarak, that he wants to read salat and salam at the Rauza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in his wisdom made this hijrah farz, and Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, they went over to Madina Tayyiba, and the resting place of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam became Madina Tayyiba. So that the ashiks of Allah ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they are in Makkatul Mukarrama, they may give their hearts to the Kaaba Sharif, they may make tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, they may attach themselves to the Multazam, they may kiss the Hajr Aswad, they may stand beneath the Mizab-e Rahmat and shed their tears. They may make salat in the Hatim. They may drink the water of Zamzam. They may perform the salat behind Muqam-e Ibrahim. They may go up on Mount Safa and Marwa. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala took Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam to Madina Tayyiba, so that at Madina Tayyiba, the ashik of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now there is nothing there except the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, and he can give his heart and soul there. He can stand at the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and with tears flowing from his eyes, he can say, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah, As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah, without being attracted towards the Kaaba Sharif for tawaf and towards the Multazam, etc. So there is great wisdom of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this hijrat that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had to undertake. Now again, now that he is in Makkatul Mukarrama, I repeat what I had mentioned the last time, that the person when he is making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, at that time he must sincerely and truly believe that he is making tawaf on the same piece of ground that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam made tawaf, the same piece of ground that the 124,000 Nabis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made tawaf, on that same piece of ground that the 124,000 companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Hajjatul Wida, they made tawaf. That same piece of ground on which great, great awliya-i-kiram from time immemorial have made tawaf. That same piece of ground on which so many millions of Muslims are making tawaf. So what a great opportunity the person is getting. That is when he says, کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم, کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم. جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم, جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینے انبیاء, میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم. So this حج which Allah تبارک و تعالی blesses a person with, it is not just for tourism, it is not just for a visit, it is not just for sightseeing, it is not for any other purpose, but to seek forgiveness of one's sins from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and to seek from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala a connection, a bond with Allah ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a bond that nafs and shaitan cannot distance them. Everything gives you a lesson in Makkah Mukarrama. For the haji, every step of his gives a very, very important lesson. If only the haji knows the history of Islam. And therefore it is very important that every person who is going for Hajj should acquaint himself with the history. Islamic history is a must. We know that the first house that was built on the surface of the earth for the worship of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was the Kaabatullah. And thereafter, the whole history of the Kaabatullah Sharif you can find in the history books. Now the Haji that goes there, then he goes there and takes lessons from all those incidents that took place in the life of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the life of Hazrat Ismail and Hazrat Hajra, in the lives of so many companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the lives of all those tabi'in, tabi'in and the great mashayikh, all those people, there are 1001 incidents in their lives from which we can take lessons.